It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, October 17th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Something special today as we're in Jeffersonville, Indiana, just across from Louisville, with David Heavener in the historic church that he is using for, in a very unique way. And we're going to talk about that. David, of course, the author of True Power and David Heavener Investigates, both available at the Skywatch TV store. David, thank you for hosting us this weekend for the Advanced Spiritual Warfare Training Workshop.
Oh, Derek, you're so welcome. I mean, let me tell you, God really moved this weekend. Okay. Why did he move? Because, well, people are hungry. When you come to God and you're hungry, he will feed you. And so, yeah, speaking of feeding, I learned more about how people used to feed the dead listening to you.
Yes. Yeah. That was a thing back in the day. We're in that time of the year, David. Every year, beginning October 1st, we start running into all of these cable movie channels where it's 28 days of horror or whatever. You can't turn on a channel without seeing a slasher film or a ghost movie or something to do with the spirit, you know, zombies, the spirits of the dead. And of course, Hollywood is not going to present, as you well know, as a veteran of that that world, going to present theology in a proper way. You're not going to get accurate theology from Hollywood.
Right.
Why are you doing, how are you trying to counter that with your series, The Last Evangelist?
Yeah, good question. You know, Hollywood does have a theology. It's the satanic theology, okay? They wouldn't even know God's theology if it hit them in the head. So basically what they've done, they put the fear of God in people when it comes to demons, which really, as you know, we demons should tremble when we walk into the room. We have the power of God in us. So what Hollywood has done is created an illusion, and they've taken this illusion to the big screen in the way of that you see a demon, you see demonic warfare, you better be scared or they're going to take you out. Now, if you go to the small screen, which is what we're talking about, television, you'll see things like CSI, Law and Order, and it's all about crimes and people, you know, getting victims of crimes and so forth. Well, I thought, what if we take that same concept, CSI, Law and Order, and we marry it to Bible prophecy, current events meets Bible prophecy. So you got CSI meets the book of Revelation. What if we did that? So you're taking the same formula which the devil's using, but you're actually bringing forth God's word and God's revelation. So that's why I'm doing Last Evangelist. Episode one dealt with the church being shut down. I play a cop. I bust underground churches because they won't register with the government. But one night I hear God's voice, and I don't know who it is. He's speaking to me saying, why are you persecuting my people? Well, what? What are you talking about? Well, through a chain of events, he reveals things to me. For instance, I took the vaccine. I had a reaction from it, ended up in the hospital. And so now God opened my eyes as I'm watching television of these doctors talking about how great it is. And this is what happens. So you get a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And it's very similar to the story of the Apostle Paul, in a sense.
Right.
Apostle Paul, if Paul had been an FBI agent, what would his life have been like?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, my character at the end, episode one, he has to make a decision what to do. Well, the first thing he does is remove himself from the Antichrist system, the grasp of the Antichrist. So he goes back to his, I don't want to give the story away, but with a Bible in one hand, a gun in the other, he sets out after the Antichrist, looking for truth.
So how do you get a story like this out to the public? Because this is clearly not something that Hollywood is going to put out there. You're not going to see it on one of the big streaming services. How do you get this to the public?
Yeah, God told me not to go to the beast, to stay within his system. So I created DavidHeavener.tv, just like Netflix, minus $700 billion. So you can go watch it, DavidHeavener.tv, and it is subscription, but it's very small. I mean, it's a cup of coffee, you know, and it's very, very inexpensive. So you can go watch it there. And what happens is this, is I have a Bible study. I broke it up into three-part series so they can watch three sections, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, and there's a Bible study that goes with it. So I actually turned it, so they can watch that on DavidHeavener.tv on the Last Evangelist channel. You get the movie and the movie and the Bible study.
Mm. And you've got some familiar faces we've seen in the first episode. Our good friend Pastor Paul Begley, playing a pastor who was leading an unapproved church, who winds up in on the wrong side of the law.
Yeah, he has three strikes. If you can relate to that, third strike, you're out, and the government says you're on your third strike. You're going away. But if you sign this document that you renounce what you believe, that we'll make you a free man. Well, Pastor Paul says something very interesting, but you got to watch it to find out what he says. But yeah. And then Johnny Whitaker, who was also in Sigmund, the Sea Monster, and also Family Affair, for those of us that might be old enough to watch reruns.
Yes. Yeah, now, you mentioned something interesting, you know, Netflix minus the funding. Clearly, even doing this on a very economical scale, it requires funding.
Yeah.
How can people be a participant and help you bring the Last Evangelist story to the public?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. We set it up as the model, like The Chosen, where you can go and donate. You can actually be the financier on it. You go to lastevangelist.com and you can donate. You can be an actor. You can be a producer. You can be, or just donate a special thank you. That would be really helpful, because we're doing this on very, very independent, low budget shoestring. So,
Using the years of experience in putting together productions for Hollywood, for networks like HBO, and doing so on a rather limited budget.
Yeah, I learned that years ago. HBO called me in and said, "We can't afford Clint Eastwood, so we want you." So I did seven movies from them. Now, granted, their budgets were $5 million. So, you know, but still, that was, you know, it's a struggle. So, yeah, I'm used to taking, and what you do is you take a situation and you write around it. Or if you have, I make this joke, in wardrobe, if I find two left shoes, go find an actor that's got two left feet. You know, you just make it, it kind of writes itself, you know. But we try not to do that with Last Evangelist. We really pray to God what the story is, to lead us down with the leading of the Holy Spirit. What is it you're trying to say, God? And we let God tell the story.
And just one final question here. Why choose this storytelling method? I mean, you are on Sundays preaching, teaching through davidhebner.tv. And there might be some who wonder, why not just focus on preaching the gospel instead of trying to tell a story that I think is aptly described as CSI meets the book of Revelation?
Right. Derek, I've done screenings all over America. The most powerful screening I'll never forget is when I went into Hollywood, California, and did a screening there. That screening made me a little nervous, right? A lot of my old filmmaking friends were there. A lot of people I didn't know. It was a pretty big crowd. And we screened it. And I thought, boy, what's this going to look like, right? I'm telling you, after the screening, I was shocked. They walked up to me. They said, "Hebner, I didn't know this stuff. Hebner, this is unbelievable." Even the atheist friends who I knew were atheists, they said, "I don't agree with what you're trying to say, but I love the way you're saying it." You see, everyone can relate to having their freedoms taken away. Even the whacked out, you know, liberals that don't, they may not look at God right now, but they're looking at the vessel in which this thing is contained, with the vaccines, viruses, shutdowns. So that's why I'm doing it, because we're hitting a whole another crowd that may not tune in to you and I talking about these things.
Right. Well, as you point out very well, Hollywood has its own religion, and it is definitely a satanic, demonic religion, Doctrines of Demons. DavidHebner.tv, you can find out more. You can be a part of bringing this to the public. The Last Evangelist, again, CSI meets the Book of Revelation. If that sounds compelling, it's because it is. David, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Coming up, a special announcement about the forthcoming Skywatch TV virtual conference. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Skywatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup's takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection sold separately holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
I goofed and I need to apologize because I've been telling you that the Skywatch TV virtual conference Exposing the Darkness would give you 6 months access to the presentations from November 4th, which is when it is released on the air. Thankfully, the information on the website, defenderconference.com, is correct. So if you signed up for the conference, you know that it's 90 days access from the time they are released on November 4th. 90 days to access 24 presentations from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallup, many others, including some brand new voices we're very excited to have with us, like Dr. Mike Spaulding. But you also, as a free added bonus, get all 6 feature-length documentary films from Skywatch Films, including the latest, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on Tom Horn's jaw-dropping bestseller, The Wormwood Prophecy. So take advantage of this. This week, you still have time to sign up and get the $10 early bird discount. Normally $95 this week through Friday, just $85. And again, 90 days access to 24 presentations plus 6 documentaries, including the Telly Award-winning Silent Cry and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. Again, more information and registration online at defenderconference.com. We'll be back in the Ozarks tomorrow. And until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. In Jeffersonville, Indiana, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.